Spend less than 5 minutes to learn something cool about building apps on SharePoint using InfoPath.
My name is Daniel Brookman. I'm a program manager on the Microsoft InfoPath team, and I'm going to show you a quick demo of how quick and easy it is to customize SharePoint list forms using InfoPath 2010. So right here, I've got my SharePoint 2010 server, and I've got a very basic issue tracking list. So when I go in here and I say add new item, it brings up our default SharePoint form. In my case, I want to actually have a little bit more control over, you know, layout and rules and stuff, so I'm going to customize this with InfoPath 2010. So we're going to come in here, I'm going to say customize form in the list tab of the ribbon. This is going to bring up the InfoPath designer, and it's going to show me a very basic form that it has auto-generated based on the fields in the list. This is already a great starting point, and from here I can make a couple of quick customizations. I'm going to add a title up here, call it My Issue, make that a little bigger, and I'm going to put in a different theme. So let's say this one, kind of green, I like that. And let's just go into the backstage and hit Quick Publish, and what this will do is it'll take my form and publish it back to the list. So you'll see it's pretty easy. I'm going to say open the SharePoint list in the browser, and when I say add new item, boom, there's my form. It's very nice. It's got the colors I put in there, the title, and it's just a little bit spiffier. So this is very nice, and it took all of 30 seconds to do. But now I want a little bit more control over what this looks like. I want to customize the experience a little bit more. Some of these fields I don't really need, so I'm actually going to go in back to InfoPath, and I'm actually going to design this form from scratch. So I'm going to get rid of everything that's in here and insert a new page layout template. This is a new feature we have for InfoPath 2010, and it's a very good way to lay out your form. So we've got our page layout template. I'm going to add a title and call it My Issue, and I'm going to add some layout tables. So I'm coming to Insert and insert a layout table with a heading. Great, so the first section I'm going to call Issue Details, and it's going to have some basic details about the issue at hand. So this one specifically is going to have the issue title, the issue description, and the issue category. So just some basic information. Then we're going to add another section called Tracking. So for tracking the status of this issue. So it's going to have information like the due date, the issue status, who the issue is assigned to, and I'm going to add one more row below for the issue priority. And so as you can see, it's pretty easy to insert all these fields and get the form looking the way I want to. So a couple more changes I'm going to make. I'm going to change the theme once more. Going for something a little more professional, so maybe one of the professional themes. I like this one. Great, so we've got a more professional red theme. Looks great. And I'm going to add a rule to the due date field. But when people are filling out list items in here, I don't want them entering due dates in the past, because that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I'm going to come in here on the due date, on the home tab. I'm going to say add rule. If is in the past, show validation error, and I'm done. That rule is now on there, and will prevent people from saving with due dates in the past. One more quick thing I want to do, I'm going to insert a picture, just to make it look a little bit nicer. So I'm going to insert a picture of the issue tracking list. Great. So as you see, pretty quick and easy. I'm going to go publish it back now. And just like that, you will see this is now the new form for my list. So I'm going to open it in the browser, click on Add New Item, and here you see the form that I've just designed. And just to show you that the rule is indeed working, if I come in here and pick a due date in the past, like let's say November 16th, it will say enter today's date or a date in the future. So, very easy, quick and easy way to customize SharePoint list forms in InfoPath 2010. I hope you enjoyed this demo, and thank you for watching.